This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson, they had steel chairs in their hands the last time they were both in Madison Square Garden.
That's great.
And Jalen was so perfect because when Jalen got into the ring with that steel chair, remember he got hurt. And obviously got hurt at the end of the Indiana series. He started like holding his wrist. And I'm like, what? Is he selling this or did he just re-injure the wrist coming in with the steel chair? And unfortunately,
I think he surprised hurt himself.
He did?
that would be my guess on it.
And unfortunately, it's such a mark for professional wrestling and basketball. All I wanted was both of those guys to hit each other with said chair. Mm. It did not happen. But starting tonight at Madison Square Garden, they'll use other things besides chairs as they determine who goes to the NBA Finals. Now, joining us right now, to me, he is the face of Knick fandom, the host of Knick Fan TV. And my understanding is he's going to be in the building tonight. CP the franchise. How are we feeling hours before game one of the Eastern Conference Finals?
My guys, man. First off, pleasure to be on with you, man. Mr. Barber, what's going on? What's really good?
CP.
All good, man. I'm feeling great, man. You know, gray outside, but it's always orange and blue skies. And listen, if the Knicks don't win this series, Evan, it'll be the Knicks fans catching Halliburton with chairs outside. So don't worry, man. There will be plenty of chair shots to go around. Man.
First of all, before we look ahead to this series, were you surprised at all with the just lethal domination the Knicks put together in Game 6, taking the Celtics apart and leaving absolutely no doubt?
Well, Evan, as you heard on Game 5 post-game show, because I'm sure you were watching when we lost to the Celtics, that's how I opened the show, you know, looking for that Knicks killer instinct. When are you going to actually come out and put on a 48-minute clinic? And that's exactly what they did. And we heard from, shout-out to Fred Katz, who covers the Knicks for The Athletic. He talked about the fact that these guys had the players-only meeting after Game 5. To get on the same page, and man, they came out with a two-way masterclass. Their defense was on a string. They went to Karl Anthony Towns early, which was the expectation of many of us. Deuce McBride off the bench, Mitchell Robinson smothering these guys, Brunson, Hart, you know, you had six Knicks in double figures, man. That night, I thought that was the makings of a championship team.
I mean, why couldn't they had that meeting like Game 3 or something like that? Do it a little bit early. Look, CP, you just brought up two guys. One, obviously, Deuce, who's coming off the bench, but also Cat. Nevin and I were just talking about this because of how Cat was bad from three-point range. Obviously, one of the best big, you know, bigs shoots threes in this game, but he was bad from three. 3 of 19, I think, in that Boston Celtics series. But of those two, which one is more critical to be for this Knicks team to get a win and get to the NBA Finals?
Man, you know what? I would love to say Towns, but with the Knicks starting five, you have a lot of guys that can get you buckets. Obviously, starting with Brunson, you have Mikal Bridges who's starting to step up. OG Anunoby, when he does score in the 20s, they typically win.
Right.
And Josh Hart can get it going, and he's triple-double capable. But for the bench, They need Deuce McBride to be the guy who we saw against the Celtics. The Pacers bench is averaging like 30 points per game in these playoffs. I mean, they are deep. They have T.J. McConnell, who schooled Deuce McBride last year in their semifinals matchup. Now Benedict Mathurin is there, so they have a lot of firepower on the bench. I think McBride is going to be very important for the Knicks in this series.
We were just talking about this before because, like Indiana, has numerous guys. To me, I look at the Knicks bench, and it has to be Deuce McBride because it's not going to be anyone else. It's not like Landry Shamet's getting big minutes. It's not like DeLon's going to get into the game. It's not like, you know, we're going to see efforts from anyone else from this bench. So to me, it's almost Deuce has to be that guy because we're not going to see Tom Thibodeau go deeper into the bench if it isn't Deuce McBride.
Yeah, he has to. And I don't think Tibbs will make that adjustment unless things are going awry, you know, later into the series. But if it's not Deuce, look, with campaign, he's flip of a coin. Is he hot within the first 5 minutes? Is he making good decisions? Okay, if not, then he's got to sit for the rest of the game. But I wouldn't mind Tibbs giving Landry Shamet a shot or even Dellen Wright. I mean, the Pacers have several guard forward hybrids, speed, athleticism. Good defensive players, so I wouldn't mind seeing either Shamet or Wright get some minutes in the series.
Now, do you think he would, though? Because we haven't seen either guy. I mean, Dellen Wright actually was sort of impressive at times when we saw him in the regular season, but any sign that Tom Thibodeau would open up that bench a little bit more in this series?
I think he might, just from a situational standpoint. Same thing that he did with campaign. And, you know, with Payne, if he has it going, then, okay, you can stay in. But if not, the wrinkle that I did like that Tibbs went with was that he ran the offense with Mikal Bridges out there and just didn't even waste his time with the backup point guard. But with the Pacers being able to grind you down, just like Kenny Atkinson admitted in the Cavs series, I think to keep guys fresh, Tibbs is going to have to look that way.
Now, we talk confidence and, you know, how you feel about this series, but Evan and I started our show talking about how this Knicks team is a favorite against the Indiana Pacers. They have the odds, they have the better stars, talking from elite high-level stars. Obviously, the Pacers have depth, but if they lose this series, this can't be looked at as we got to the Eastern Conference Finals. What a successful season. At this point, it almost is an expectation that they should win.
And it's funny how things change, right? I was on with you guys and say, hey, if they lose to the Celtics, you know, nothing to be ashamed about. But now that they've moved the Celtics out the way and you don't have the number one Cleveland Cavaliers, who many thought were also better than the Knicks in this at this point, now you got to get to the finals. Now you have to get past this Indiana team. It won't be easy, but I'm picking the Knicks as the favorite. Right now, I think they are a team of destiny, fellas, and I think they will get to OKC to get to the finals.
No, it feels like everybody is. It feels like the Knicks are like the nation's pick now to knock off Indiana. You mentioned the defense, especially in Game 6. The communication was great. We saw the best of what this Knicks defense can be, what we envisioned they could be when you added Mikal Bridges. Are you concerned that it's been so start and stop with this defense in the series against Boston, from the really good to the really bad, to the lack of urgency and the lack of communication, and now you're facing an Indiana team different than Boston? They've got great ball movement. They pass better than anybody. They run a high-octane offense. Do you expect the best of the Knicks defense, or do you think we're going to see kind of the same inconsistencies we've seen throughout this postseason?
No, I think it's going to be the former. I think we've seen the adjustment, especially going into the Boston series. I expected them to do a lot heavy switching, especially with a three-point shooting team like that. Right. They had to play like a different team, and they did. They made that adjustment. Yeah, things fell off the wagon in Game 5, and they had one of those off nights. But one thing about the Knicks, fellas, in this entire playoff is that they haven't lost two games in a row.
Right.
And typically, yeah, sometimes it's not going to be your night, but they make the correction the next night, and they typically play much better. Against Indiana, are they going to be switching as much as Boston? Maybe not. They're going to have to deploy a multitude of looks. Mikal Bridges' role on Tyrese Haliburton is going to be pretty vital, and how they cover the pick-and-pop situation with Miles Turner is also going to be very important. But I think these guys know what they're up against, and they know that their communication and their rotations are going to have to be on point against this Indiana team.
Hey, CP, let's get to your real area of expertise, and that is the Knicks fan. What's the Knicks fan feeling right now? Is there the confidence that we were just alluding to, or is there a nervousness? I mean, this is, it's most young fans don't know what the hell this is. You know what I mean? It's been so long since they've been at this stage. What is the confidence level and what's the energy going to be like there tonight?
Yeah, I think it's a mix of both. Shout out to my guy, Anthony. He just hit me up. He said, bro, I'm nervous. I can't even go to work. So, you know, you got people that can't even concentrate.
Right.
But then, look, you have, it's just a lot of excitement, man. And I'm very happy for the younger generation to experience long-term stability with this franchise in the Brunson era. They've taken a level up every year, it seems like, under Rose and Tibbs, and now with Brunson in the fold. And, you know, this is what people on the world stage, I've been telling people all the time, the Knicks fan is the best fan in sports. Now, that's not just homerism or the pom-poms. It's legit, and you're seeing it with how things are spilling out onto 7th Avenue. We're damn near having, you know, parades getting out of the second round. And it's fantastic, man. It's the right energy. You know, during the COVID time, that this New York City was a barren wasteland, fellas. And spillouts really started when they started letting the fans back into the Garden in that 2021 or 1920 playoff. I forget which one. When they started letting the fans back in, that's when the outside celebration started. And it's carried over to today. So it's real cool to see.
Can we stop the F. Trae Young chants, though? I mean, that's got to go. Who cares about Trae Young?
Yeah, I'm not with that, man. You know, that's kind of like that youngster side talk energy. I really don't. He's not even relevant.
I know.
Trae Young has not been relevant to the Knicks. They got to be worried about Haliburton.
Exactly. You know? He should be the new enemy. And it seems like he wants to embrace being that heel. He wants to be the Reggie Miller. He goes on SmackDown.
But he's not mean enough. He's not mean enough, though.
I
don't think he has the. Yeah. I don't think he actually has it in him to be the heel.
Yeah. You know, this new generation of NBA guys, they're all buddy-buddy. So, like, he doesn't really have that, but he's built like Reggie. They got, like, that string bean look to him, you know what I mean? So he's kind of like the reincarnate of Reggie. But, look, man, with 9 assists per game, and he's gotten a little clutch factor to him, it's got to start there. That's where the Knicks have to be strong, finding ways to make him uncomfortable, turn him into a scorer where he's not out there just, you know, switching and dishing and diming guys up. It's got to start with Haliburton. The defense has to be on point for them to win this series.
Besides Haliburton, who's the engine of this offense, what concerns you the most about this Indiana team? I mean, everybody can shoot. Miles Turner's having a tremendous season. They're getting great shooting out of Nesmith so far here in this postseason and Nembhard. But if you had to pick one thing about this Pacer team that probably gives you most concern or pause going into this series, what is it?
Don't sleep on Andrew Nembhard, man. Do not sleep on Andrew Nembhard. You know, outside of Haliburton, the Nembhard-Turner pick and roll has been the best in the playoffs. And so that's the thing. Nembhard, he's just part of one of many different ball handlers that the Pacers can deploy out there. And it's why their offense is so dangerous, because in one possession, they can be running 4 to 5 different actions until they get the shot that they want. So the Knicks defense has to, number one, start with their individual effort. And number two, their communication and their rotations are going to have to be sound, because Indiana comes at you in waves. And Andrew Nembhard, who's a capable scorer and a clutch scorer as well, he's hurt the Knicks last year in their semifinals matchup. And he can do it again if the Knicks aren't careful.
You think this extra, what is it, 3 days over the Knicks rest for the Pacers, because they last played 8 days ago. And the Knicks, it's what, 4 days rest that they've had?
Yeah.
Is that good or bad for them, you think?
For the Knicks or the Pacers?
For the Pacers.
I hope it's bad, because they're the most efficient team in the playoffs right now. I mean, they have multiple guys averaging double figures. Their passing statistics are off the charts in the playoffs. So I'm hoping the longer layoff by them contributes to a little bit of rust tonight. Game one is going to be very important for the Knicks. They need to win this game regardless. But you got to hope that between their good defense, a better defensive Knicks effort, and maybe some time off, that this Pacer shooting can cool off, because right now they've been hot.
Well, you say game one's important. I always hear this voice in my head. Joe Beningo would always say before every Knicks series that begins at home, they better win game. They've never won a series where they lose game one at home, bro. And it is true. They have never won a series in which they've lost game one at home. So, yes. They better win tonight is the moral of the story.
Absolutely right. And they've won game one against the Pistons. They won game one against the Celtics and advanced past both of them. And if you go back to the last or the second to last playoff series between these guys, when it was Carmelo and those guys, they lost that game one.
yep.
to the Pacers at home. And I thought that was the one that they couldn't afford and ultimately ended up, you know, how they ended up losing this series. So I expect a good effort in front of a raucous crowd tonight, and I'm expecting the Knicks victory now.
Let me ask you about Bridges, because throughout this season, and you certainly took a lot of calls on it and talked a lot about it on Knick Fan TV throughout the regular season. He was, for the most part, during the regular season, a disappointment. What has changed? And how has it changed in which Mikal Bridges has been, to most Knick fans, a success here in this postseason, especially with the way he has stepped up late in games? How has it changed for Mikal Bridges from regular season Bridges, where he was taking a lot of heat, to what we've seen over this 12-game stretch?
Yeah, I think his intensity is just ratcheted up, man. I mean, this is a guy leading the playoffs in steals right now. He had the clutch steal against Jaylen Brown. He had a couple of nice defensive plays in the Pistons series as well. And look, maybe during the regular season, this is a guy who he's the NBA's leading Iron Man right now. Maybe he understands that he has to pace himself accordingly, especially when he's playing under Tom Thibodeau. You remember the comments that he made about Tibbs not going to the bench and playing the starters. So maybe he's a guy who, knowing his body, knows that what he needs to do to get to this point. And yes, based on the ire of Knicks fans, that's not always going to be acceptable, because we want you to go pedal to the metal every game, including the preseason. But look, give him credit. He's got championship pedigree carried over from Nova. He's been to the NBA Finals, and so he has the experience, and he's carrying it forward now, man. He's really earned his stripes in these playoffs with the great defense and clutch fourth quarter scoring. He's been great for the Knicks, man.
Yeah, unfortunately, his imploring of Tom Thibodeau to play more of the bench guys didn't really help when the season was mostly over. But again, I think that actually has benefited the Knicks, because they're conditioned to play these massive amounts of minutes that they've been logging throughout the regular season and in the postseason. But that brings me to Tibbs and Rick Carlisle. The coaching advantage probably leans a little bit towards the Pacers, but I feel like the adaptability that Tibbs has kind of shown, especially against the Celtics, it's hard to say who has the advantage coaching-wise. How do you see it?
Yeah, I mean, going into the Celtics series, you thought it was all Mazzulla until we saw that Tibbs schooled him in a number of ways. Number one, in their defensive scheme, the way that he deployed Mitchell Robinson and really countering the hack a Mitch situation, the Knicks were able to come out of that pretty well. And so, look, I think Tibbs has shown us a lot in terms of his adaptability in this series, and he's going to need to do it again against this Pacer offense. So I give him a lot of credit. Where I thought his job security was on the line coming into these playoffs, I now look at it as pretty secure. And especially if he gets to the finals, he'll be locked in, man. Tibbs has done a good job so far.
Which guy, Carlisle or Thibodeau, rips and winds the officials first? Who takes the first crack?
Carlisle,
yeah. Does he follow the same script as last year's CP and say, we're a small market team, they're being mean to us?
It was like Phil Jackson-esque, man. It was brutal. But yeah, listen, man, you can put it in the book that if the Knicks win tonight, he'll make that call for game two. Game two will be called a little bit tighter as they try to get the team that's losing back into the series. I always wear my tinfoil hat around like game two and elimination nights.
Yes.
In terms of the free throw discrepancy, it works like clockwork.
It tends to work that way. You're right. So officially, you are picking Knicks in six.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going with Knicks in six, man.
Knicks in
six. I'm going it. Wow. I'm going to, that's the loogie prediction. That's what we're calling.
That's right. That's the loogie. All right. So that's you're gonna be in the building tonight. How excited are you personally? Because did you get to go to any of the conference finals games 25 years ago and 26 years ago? Is this your first?
No, I did not. Super excited. But first, we are starting at the watch party. Hopefully you guys can come.
So you're going watch party into the arena? Take me through your night.
Into the arena, yeah. So how the night is going to work is I'll be headed over to Slate, and I'll get there around 6 o'clock. We got former Nick, Baron Davis, coming in for a pregame show and meet and greet, and then we'll head over to the Garden around like 7:15 then. Yeah, so very, very excited about it. My first conference final attending, and again, just a great time to be a Knicks fan.
Well, best of luck, CP. We'll talk to you a lot more as this run continues. Have fun tonight, my friend.
Yes, sir. Fellas, appreciate it, man.
Thank you, brother.
CP, the franchise, game one tonight in a little bit less than 5 hours. The New York Knicks, the Indiana Pacers, and yes, I will repeat a stat that Joe has said to me for a decade and a half. and it has not been proven incorrect yet. Mm-hmm. You better win game one at home if you're the New York Knicks of a best of seven series. They have never, ever, ever won a series after losing game one in their own building.
Well, how long had it been since they'd closed out a series?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At home.
It had been a long, long time.
And that just went out the door.
Right, but this streak has literally never happened. That's you can all right. go all the way back into the 50s. If they lose game one at home, they lose that series. And he referred to the 2013 series against the Pacers, the second to last Knicks Pacers series. What was weird about that is it was a Sunday afternoon game. And you almost felt like the Knicks were just hungover. Like, that was the feeling of that game. Like, they had no interest in playing that game. And then the game against Miami 2 years ago, I took Loogie to that game, was also a Sunday afternoon game. Sometimes those afternoons are tricky in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, as a guy who likes to sleep in usually around 10 a.m., I could tell you a noon tip-off, you're tired.
You're tired.
I mean, you're up at late, whatever, you're watching YouTube, you're out and doing whatever. That's early.
You would think, though, that that would hurt the road team more than it would hurt the home team.
Like drunks.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're the Heat or if you're the Pacers, you're enjoying New York City.
It depends.
If you're the home team, aren't you just in your beds?
It depends. Are you drinking, I don't know, tomato juice, or you're drinking vodka and tomato juice?
Drunks.
Good question.
Little grandpa's cough medicine. Plus, if you're the home team, you might have your kids or your dog or your hamster keep you up. You know the deal. You guys are parents. There's always something at home that's keeping you up.
Very, right? Very true.
Well, here's the good news. Tonight's an 8 o'clock game, and the Knicks have shown no signs of celebrations. Other than Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart making sure they recorded their podcast, what have they done for 4 days? They haven't done much. In fact, there was a report after they had beaten Boston, all those wild celebrations were going on, that some of the Knicks players were out and they refused to drink any celebrating champagne. They're like, nope, we got a lot of business to take care of and we're keeping it calm. Meanwhile, you know who was there partying, trying to party with them?
Who?
Russell Wilson.
Drunks.
True story.
That's a lie.
That's not a lie. I swear. You can look that up, by the way. Russell Wilson was out celebrating and partying after the Knicks knocked out the Boston Celtics.
Did he have his sunglasses on?
He may have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.